Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The switch is on in Acworth, in Peachtree City, and all over ATL. Thanks for coming over with us. The Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
And now it is time to cue the overly dramatic Where Is This Relationship Going intro.
Where is this relationship going?
The premise is very simple. You're confused in your relationship, so you do the healthy thing and call a radio station.
And we ask the awkward question for you. Where is this relationship going?
That's what we're doing right now for Andrea. Is it Andrea or Andrea?
Andrea.
Okay, Andrea.
Hey, Andrea.
Welcome to the Welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show, and we are here to serve you.
Thank you.
Tell us about the relationship in question.
So I've been dating this guy, Adam, for like 6 weeks. Well, we met 6 weeks ago. We've gone on like 3 or 4 dates. And it's been going really well. But my ex-boyfriend, he's kind of like on again, off again for like 4 or 5 years. He wants to get back together. So before I answer my ex, I want to know where it's going with Adam. I like to be in a relationship. So either way, I just want to know if it's going to go somewhere with Adam, then I want to stick that out. But if not, then I'll talk to my ex.
So you don't like one or the other better?
I just really want to be in a relationship. So if Adam's not, if he's not interested in pursuing something, then I would try it again with my ex.
So have you been trying to figure out Adam and where this relationship is going after 6 weeks?
You've
been trying to drop little hints and stuff here and there?
Yeah. I would rather pursue a relationship with Adam, but if he's not interested, then I don't want to.
Is it even a relationship at this point? Like when we call and ask?
No.
Okay.
No, we've been on like 3 or 4 dates. It's going really well. We're talking. We're kind of in that phase.
Right.
Do you text message or talk to him every single day?
We talk most every day, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, like, not like all day long, but like, I don't know. Hey, how you doing? What are you doing today? Like most days.
So, Jeff, from the guy perspective, if somebody came to you and said, can we go from talking to dating at this stage? Would you be like, yeah, we kind of are dating?
Well, here's the dangerous part. You kind of can, but it's weird for it to be so formal at the beginning. Like, I think if we make the call on your behalf, I think we have to be completely honest. I think we just have to say, what's his name again? Adam?
Adam.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we just have to say to Adam, look, Andrea really likes you, but her ex-boyfriend's knocking at the door, and she is going to completely blow him off if you're into her. But if you guys are just kind of hanging out and you're not really into anything, then she's going to start talking to her ex-boyfriend, and she doesn't want to screw stuff up with you. Like, I think we just have to put it out there.
Is it okay if we say it like that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Only because, number one, that's going to rev up the dude's competitive juices.
True.
You know what I'm saying? And number two, that's also not that intimidating. Like, to call a radio station after 6 weeks and go for to say, can we go from being friends to going steady? I don't know. I don't know why I use that voice, but you know what I'm saying? Like, can
right. It seems like a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I just want to know if there's something to pursue there.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Got it. All right, well, the way it works, and I'm sure you know this, I'm sure you've heard this segment before, is we'll come back here in about 3 minutes, pick up the phone and call him while you listen in, and have a conversation with him where we'll ask him the question. And by we, I mean Jen. Where okay. She will ask him the question, where is this non-relationship relationship going? We'll get all of his responses, feedback, all that other stuff. And then we come back and we talk to you on the other end of it. Okay.
Okay.
Anything else you want to add? Is there anything we're forgetting?
No, I think that's it.
Okay.
Okay, I think I know which angle I'm going to take when we call him.
All right.
I think I got a new angle this time that might be slightly less awkward and get us better results for Andrea.
Jen is plotting her interrogation out like Stabler in the Law and Order interrogation.
Yeah, I'm going to wordsmith it here, okay?
All right, Andrea.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Hang on the line for us for 3 minutes. We will come right back and make the phone call to Adam on Andrea's behalf. They've been on a few dates over the past 6 weeks. She wants to know, where is this relationship going? The call next on The Jeff and Jen Show.
If you like waking up with Jeff and Jen, turn us on at work today, too. And keep the good vibes flowing. Now back to the show on Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.